from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. It is 4:40, so that means our guy Brandon Scott joins us for a little Texans report. You were out there today. You were out there at practice and out there talking to D'Amico and C.J. Stroud as they met. The first thing I want to get from you, this is big while we have your eyes there. What did and how did Will Anderson Jr. look as he returned to practice? The first time we've seen Will practice since late July, right before they took off to go to Canton. That it's been that long, and now we sit here September 4th, the first time he's returned to practice. How'd he look? Did he look normal?
So you got to remember, and of course, the two of you know this, or the three of you know this, you don't get to look at all of practice during the season the same way you get to in the preseason and training camp. So it's not like we're out there the entire time, but we have, based off of what we've seen and off of what we've heard from, well, you know, D'Amico doesn't give you a whole lot on injuries, but just talking to Will Anderson after practice or during the media availability in the locker room, we've got no reason to believe that Will Anderson is going to be limited. He's definitely going to play. And I always thought that. I always thought that Will Anderson was going to play in this game. My question was more so, is it going to be a snap count? Is it going to be the same explosive? Clinton, you and I talked about this on Monday, on Labor Day. Is it going to be the same explosive Will Anderson that we've all come to know and love? That get off, that special element of Will Anderson's game, is that going to be a part of it? Is it going to be a snap count? I've got no reason to believe that that's going to be the case. I expect to see Will Anderson at least 90%. I know there's the ankle there, so I'm not going to say 100%. But as far as a snap count or how limited he should be, I'm going to be holding Will Anderson to the normal football player standard that I would anybody else on a week one game.
What else other than Will Anderson? Because I know there's not necessarily injuries, B. Scott, but there's a lot of dudes that we didn't see much of in the preseason. All the way down to, I mean, you know, Laremy Tunsil, the last time we saw him at a practice was a joint practice, and clearly he wasn't ready to play. I think he even mentioned that himself, like, hey, man, by game day, I'll be ready. Just your other takeaways, being there, being in the building, other than Will Anderson, what'd you get a feel for?
Well, just as far as guys we haven't gotten a chance to see a lot of, I got a chance to introduce myself to Joe Mixon. We had not actually met or anything like that prior to today. So I saw him, and he wasn't necessarily available for interviews. Like, he was on his way out, but I did get a chance to, like, at least lay eyes on him and speak to him. And that's just somebody that's on my mind in terms of, to your question, somebody that's going to be very, very important in what they do that we have not seen a ton of. Okay, we've seen him work off to the side quite a bit, and we got the feeling that he's going to be healthy. But a big question about the Texans, at least offensively, is how are they going to run the football? Joe Mixon is going to be a big part of that. Obviously, I know we talked a lot about Damian Pierce, but Joe Mixon is going to be a big part of that. Him being healthy, that's going to help the Damian Pierce question. How healthy and durable is Joe Mixon with a little wear and tear and tread on the tire? And so kind of hopeful for that. Saw him today. Talked to Kenyon Green. I got a chance to talk to Kenyon Green a little bit. He's really excited. I got to remember the last time he played regular season football was the season finale of his rookie year, 2022. So the last time he played a regular season game was at Indianapolis, and now he's coming back after a year It's a good thing that we didn't talk a lot about him during the preseason. That means he was doing his job. He would agree with that. Like, hey, if y'all not talking about me, that means I'm doing my job. So those are some other guys. Of course, the linebackers, I like how you talked earlier in the show about needing to see other guys step up with Christian Harris out. Talk to Henry Toitoa. He's aware of the opportunity that's in front of him to make the most of his rep. So you got a lot of guys, to your point, that got to go out there and show something.
Brandon Scott here with us, Texans Report, as we do it every Wednesday, 4:40. B. Scott, you are out there, and a lot of the top people spoke, including D'Amico, and I know you discussed setting the tone with him. You talked about that, and when you talked about the run game and how important that is, that jumped out to me. What did you get from him in terms of that?
So, first, let me just tell you kind of where that question comes from. I expect a big part of this game, and let's put it this way. Something that I'm looking for early in the game is who has the explosive plays. Who has the early explosive plays to set the tone? Obviously, D'Amico Ryans is a coach, and so he's going to talk a lot about finishing, and that, of course, is important. But if you look at the theme of both of those games last year, the Colts winning the first one, setting the tone with some explosive plays from Anthony Richardson, really with his legs, yep, and throwing the ball, but mostly with his legs with the touchdowns that he ran. And then how did the Texans set the tone to return the favor with Nico down? And that was a quintessential C.J. Stroud type of play. One of the things that I found real interesting just being around everybody today was how they're on the same page, but they got some different emphasis in terms of D'Amico focusing on the larger picture of finishing the game, being the last man standing, wanting to kind of throw the last punch, whereas C.J. Stroud wants to set the tone. C.J. Stroud wants to throw the first punch. Like that play that we saw to start the game against Indianapolis to end the season. Like that is a quintessential C.J. Stroud type of thing. He talked about wanting to get off to faster starts. They didn't necessarily do that to his liking last year. So I want to see, obviously want to see who's going to win the game, what the final score is going to be, and D'Amico's right about that. But I'm very interested to see who is going to set the tone with the early explosive plays between these two teams, because I know that's something that both of them want to do.
See, Clint, I'm not as much interested in who. I'm almost interested in how.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How are they? Do they envision setting the tone?
But I feel like we've seen the blueprint. That's what I'm getting at.
We saw CJ, and I think me and you have talked off the air. We've heard a lot of people. Robert Woods, I believe, is one who has set this player said that that tone setter was a lot of CJ in that Colts game. That downfield play a lot of CJ. But that's to me, Clint. I am intrigued to see how Bobby Slowick and D'Amico and CJ envision how to set the tone.
Does that set the tone look like
Joe Mixon, or is that setting the tone look like Nico Collins, Tank Dell, or Steph Diggs?
Well, I think here's the interesting part is that the jury's still out on what this offense is going to look like. We know it's going to heavily favor C.J. Stroud, obviously, but D'Amico Ryans spoke today and said, hey, look, I mean, good teams, Super Bowl-caliber teams, and I'm paraphrasing, but Super Bowl-caliber teams, they run the football well. They run the football well in the red zone. So I think offensively there's a little bit of what are we going to look like? We know what we can lean on. We know what we can depend on, but what are we going to look like? Because C.J., as good as C.J. Stroud and company are, it's not going to be enough. Like, you're going to have to run the football significantly better and more convincingly than you did last year. So I say all that to say I would flip to the other side of the football, guys. Mm. When you talk about like setting the tone. Like to me, if Anthony Richardson makes some wow play and off schedule, off script, whether it's extend a play and make a big throw over the top because DBs can't cover for 6 seconds or 10 seconds, or he makes a big run, I'm not worried about that. That you don't, there's no defense for that. It's why those guys are so valuable when they can play, right? But the defense can really set the tone if they don't let Anthony Richardson's legs get going in scheme and they don't let Jonathan Taylor's legs get going between the tackle. To me, that's setting the tone. To me, that's going, okay, Indy, if you can't run the football downhill the in scheme the way that you want to, you're going to have a hard time keeping up with C.J. Stroud. You know, so I think it's more about that defense setting that tone, D'Amico's defense setting that tone, than it is any of the explosives or the uber athletes. Or it's, can D'Amico Ryan's defense prove early on that what we watched Jonathan Taylor do last year in that second game, although we won it, what we watched him do in terms of keeping it close, that ain't gonna fly this year, boss.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions about the team, right? One of the lingering questions that we've been asking about the team for the entire offseason. Are you good enough between the ends, right? Like, everybody likes Danielle Hunter. Everybody likes Will Anderson. And it is a headline and a big topic right now that Will Anderson looks like he's going to play. And not just that he's going to play, but he's not going to be limited, or super limited at least. And so, like, I think that's valuable, first of all. So it's not just a topic because of his name, but because of his value, to the very point that you're mentioning, Clint. I think he's going to be a big part of that. But also, what about the guys? I was looking for Mario Edwards today. I know we talked earlier in the week, but guys like that, Mario Edwards, Foley Fadakasi, Tim Settle, like the guys in between. We talked about this earlier in the week, Clint, you and I on Monday. D'Nico, I feel like D'Nico Autry, or I might have mentioned this on In the Loop yesterday, but either way, D'Nico Autry not being there, I think is a big deal. You know, that to me, that's a big deal, because that's somebody that paid a significant amount of money to do that very thing, to be kind of a junkyard dog for them in the middle and to help them with that exact thing. And then, of course, Christian Harris, the athlete that he is. We talked about this, Clint. They don't have anybody necessarily like that, and especially with Harris's experience now, that can replicate that sideline-to-sideline capability that you certainly need with both an Anthony Richardson and a Jonathan Taylor, a dynamic backfield like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.